Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Second hour of Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music, and Travis Green is no stranger to this program. He's been on, I think, twice before, and it seems that he is beloved in the gospel community. And this song by Travis Green, which is called Won't Let Go, it just speaks to a relationship with God that can go both ways. We should not let go of him, and he will definitely not let go of us. So after this song, we're going to hear from the one and only Travis Green.
You fill me up. Strength for the journey, always enough. When I am lonely, you're there. Everything I need, love all around me. You'll never leave me alone. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me when I'm ready to give. Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me.
Hey,
stood at the end,
right where I was.
You came to find me.
Dependable God,
you've been a friend.
I can count on you. You
never deny me your love.
Whenever
I'm in need. Woo.
I'm never alone.
Ready to give.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have returning on the program the one and only Travis Green. Travis, thank you for returning. How are you?
What's up, man?
Yes. Your name, let me just say that your name is up there in gospel music, I guess, like Jay-Z's name is synonymous with rap. You know what I mean?
Whoa, that's amazing. That's big time.
Yes. So, just in case there are a few people who got saved last night, almost as saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but just people who got saved last night, and they are new to gospel music, and they really haven't heard of Travis Green yet. Just tell those people who may not know who you are just a little bit about you and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Oh, man. Honestly, man, I love God. I love his people. I've always had this passion for music ever since I can remember. And, I mean, God just has blown my mind in the past several years with what he can do with, I guess, is what I like to call it, which is really all I had to give God. My talent level was okay, but I just had a heart for him, and he kind of breathed on it and it made space for me in the industry at the time that seemed full. And so only he could do that.
Amen. So how many instruments do you play?
I'm pretty good at two, but I can play maybe about five or six.
Really?
To get by. But I'm actually pretty good at two of them.
Which two are you good at?
Keyboard, so all keyboards and guitars.
Now, do you play on any of your albums?
I play on all my albums.
Ah, yes, see? So you're pulling an Eddie Murphy on us. Or should I say, or these days, the Madea. See, it's an obviously, that's cool. I like that. And so, does that give you an extra insight in terms of being hands-on on your music? Because you write your own music as well, correct?
Yes, sir. I write all my own music. Yeah, I mean, it gives me a huge advantage. So I don't have to wait on anyone to flush out an idea. You know, I can kind of just go ahead and track it, at least a dummy track. And then I have so many amazing musicians and producers around me who can actually, you know, kind of take it from an idea to what we hear on the radio.
Yeah. So let me see if I can. I'm trying to paint the picture, if I understand. So Travis Green, you have God drops a new song in your spirit or something like that. Maybe you're riding down the street, you're on an airplane. It comes into your spirit. When you get the opportunity, you go into the studio, and because you have the ability to sort of you write, and so you know which direction you want it to go in. You understand how musically to put the song in a particular direction, and then you come up with the concept, and then you can turn it over to another producer or someone, get someone else's attention, then they join in, and then they and all of y'all have sort of a jam session in the studio, and then boom, here comes another one.
Exactly. That's exactly how it happens. You know, I create this. I like to call a skeleton a body, and together, me and the band, we get it dressed and before we walk outside.
That's kind of awesome.
How it happens. Yeah,
that's awesome. So that's just for the persons out there listening, and they're musicians, maybe they're writers. They have some of the same giftings as you have. Then maybe they haven't been doing that. They should try that. Maybe if they have, then that's confirmation, as we say in church. That's confirmation.
Absolutely. Also, man, I think one of the greatest gifts to the world is the iPhone voice memo. So I live and die by that, man. That's where every song that I've written over the past 5 years have been written on my voice memo.
You know, so that's important.
That's where the original ideas are laid, and then from there I kind of add more and more to it.
Yeah, that's important as well, because I can think of so many times God has given me something, and I say, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And then an hour later, I'm like, oh, man. What was that? Oh yeah. So your latest song, which is called "Won't Let Go," talk to us about this song. I love it. It's doing extremely well. The Real Gospel listeners love it. Yeah, "Won't Let Go," huh?
Yeah, you know, this song, man, different song that I always try to paint a different picture of who we know God to be. And so, honestly, man, this song was really just an encouragement for those who find themselves in a tough situation. You know, the reality of it is, you know, even if you're in church, it doesn't mean that you're extinct from any troubles of this world. And so the Bible says that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And so this song is really for those who find themselves in a situation that they need a big guy to really come through and help them out. And that's what this song is about, man, that no matter how big your situation is, there's a bigger guy with a big hand, and he'll never let you go.
Wow. I like that. I like that concept. Is that birthed out of any personal experience?
I mean, the song was just kind of birthed in my spirit, but it helped carry me through a season here lately. You know, I lost a really good friend of mine, a major producer, a friend of mine died in a car crash about 3 weeks ago. And so this song really kind of helped me carry me through that. You know, that, man, this is rough, but I got it under control, man. He'll never let us go.
Amen. Amen. I can understand that. So for the CD project, what can we expect from it? I mean, what can we expect from, you know, Broken Record that is really going to be Travis Green's signature on this particular project?
Man, first of all, man, you are amazing at what you do. You're probably one of my favorite interviewers.
Well, thank you.
Because you're so good, you're so gifted, and you know, you're a veteran at this. And so I just wanted to pause and just tell you how awesome you were. But to answer your question, you know, man, really, every album has a personality. And so for me, I'm not in the business of, and I know a lot of people get caught in this, I just can't do it, of being redundant or trying to recreate something. You know, intentional was intentional. Made Away was Made Away. And I think what made those authentic was the fact that they were just honestly where I was at that time in my life. And so the same thing now, man. I'm just trying to be really real about where I am and be honest about that, and then let God breathe on it and do his thing with it. And so this album is no different, man. This album is really theatrical in its approach. So it's different. It's still energetic. It's still revelatory. It still has, you know, very good lyrical content. But the presentation of it is a little different from what I've done in time past, which, in my opinion, Crossover was way different from The Hill and so forth and so on. So that's what this is about, man. So I'm really pumped about it. I think people are going to love it. Like I said, there's three songs that are already out. Won't Let Go, Good and Loved, and Great Jehovah are available for download, for purchase, for stream, all over where music is sold. And then another song will be releasing here literally in a few days, and this song is called Respond. And so, man, I'm so excited about this album, man. It to me, is going to breathe the fresh wind on our genre and on believers and not yet believers alike.
Amen. You know, let me ask you this. Where is there a place that, because as a recording artist, especially someone that's on your level now, is there a place that you all converge or meet or get together, you know, just other persons, like maybe Kirk Franklin or Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Donald Lawrence? And just, is there a place that you all just sort of come together and hang out, or y'all just come across each other's paths? Where is that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, there's so many people. It depends, you know, just because someone does music doesn't mean that we're all the same. And so there's so many different personalities.
Yeah.
But there are bridges out here that, and people who are very personable, who always wants to, you know, speak with other people and stay in touch. And so, I mean, the people who you named, they're great supporters and friends of mine. Tasha and I spoke yesterday. Kirk and I, you know, we'll FaceTime pretty often, or at least shoot a text to each other, and we speak pretty often. Todd Delaney's one of my best friends. I'm his child's godfather, so we FaceTime and talk all the time. And the list goes on and on. Jonathan McReynolds, we speak all the time. And, you know, so I think we just try to support each other. You know, if someone's going through something, send them a gift, send them a book, and really just be personable, because the circle is really small. And so understanding our worlds, we don't take for granted, and we try to support and keep the door open for communication.
I like that. I mean, see, you drop those names like, yeah, I spoke to so-and-so yesterday and we FaceTimed. And I'm like, but how? I mean, you know, I guess.
That's amazing. You know, yeah. Just think about it. Like, for us, it's almost a fraternity, you know?
Yeah.
So we hold each other accountable, and, you know, we know things, you know, in the circle, you know, that no one will ever find out, that news will never find out, you know,
yeah.
Things, whether if someone has surgery, or if, you know, someone is in trouble, or their back is against the wall with something. And we really hold each other up, and we keep it inside. And so it's a vault, but it's great, and it's healthy for all of us to just have each other as friends. And,
yeah.
and so,
That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's great, man.
That really is. So since you said it's a vault, that means that there's no possibility that there'll be a reality show, musicians meet, or the gospel or something like that, where, you know, starring Travis Green and a few others, Donald Lawrence. So we're not going to see that, huh?
I can't say what God won't do. I think even in that, it will be limited because, you know, yeah. Our lives are public, and so our private lives we try to keep private, and we can be real with each other. You know, we don't have to impress each other, and just love each other where we are. So
amen.
It's great.
Amen. One last question before you go, and that is, what advice can you give someone who is really trying to navigate being a public figure and trying to find genuine friends like you have?
Man, that's a great, great, great question. I would say one way to navigate that is just being real with yourself, being real with others, and it's something that I think you also have to pray for. I wouldn't put beyond you the fact that, you know, it is something that's also spiritual, and so pray to God for the right connections, the right friendships, the right people that help hold you accountable. But you got to be willing to be held accountable as well, you know. And it takes humility. I think friendship takes humility, you know, because it's something that you have to first recognize that you need in order for you to embrace and celebrate it.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. The one and only Travis Green spending some time with us on Real Gospel. The new CD project, you all need to make sure you be on the lookout for it. Check it out, Broken Record. And Travis, how can the listeners find out more about you? You're everywhere, but but tell them anyway how they can find out more about you and how they can pick up your music.
For sure. We're all over the web at Travis Green TV. That's my social media handle for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Everything is Travis Green TV. Love hearing from everyone, man. And once again, my friend, I'm so grateful for your support. Won't Let Go is available now. Good Enough is available now. Great Jehovah is available now. And the album Broken Record will be available November.
Amen. I really appreciate your time. I want to thank Hannah Snoopy for always, you know, helping us to connect. Yeah, and much continued success for you. Are there any plays in the work, any movies, guest appearances on Greenleaf, something, anything coming up?
Not right now. We're just really just, like I said, catching the rhythm, catching the flow. Our focus right now is just the album. And then we'll have other things after we can get this album out. We'll kind of get focused on some other things after this.
All right. Amen. Travis, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much, my friend.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.